Good morning. This is Shad Marston, Ag Agent, K-State Research and Extension, McPherson County. Today, we will deliver some Extension news and remind everyone what's coming up on our Extension calendar, like the McPherson County Farmers Market and the upcoming Teach and Taste class, June 11th, starting at 6:30. But first, for today's Did You Know? June is National Dairy Month in the United States. Today, National Dairy Month is recognized with events such as dairy farm tours, cheese tasting, and educational programs about the nutritional benefits of the dairy products. Since 1939, National Dairy Month has encouraged families to make milk their beverage of choice based on its nutritional value. Dairy's rich history continues with communities, companies, and people across the region observing National Dairy Month in a variety of ways. Milk production of Kansas has also grown over the past year, with the most recent National Ag Statistics Service reporting showing an increase of 11.4% in April from the same month in the year 2024. In April of 25, Kansas produced 382 million pounds of milk, up from 343 million a year prior. The state also saw a 9.25% increase in dairy cows and 198,000 head. Additionally, annual output per cow was up 2.02% at 2,020 pounds. Aside from milk, the dairy sector in Kansas also provides a variety of jobs across dozens of communities, impacting both the state and local economies. In 2024, Kansas dairy cattle and milk production were directly responsible for more than $1 billion in total output and employed more than 1,380 individuals. Many might remember the slogan, "Got Milk," from the year 1993. Which was to promote milk consumption. The campaign became iconic, featuring celebrities with milk mustaches, emphasizing the importance of milk in a healthy diet. In my Extension news, I would like to welcome Laura Savage, who will be serving as the McPherson County 4-H Youth and Development Agent, effective today, here at the McPherson County Extension Office. Laura Savage earned her bachelor's degree from Tabor College. She has most recently been employed as a co-owner of the Mud Creek Cattle Company in Florence, Kansas. A 4-H youth development agent develops and delivers educational programs for school-aged youth. This includes supporting community clubs, out-of-school programs, school enrichment, volunteer management, and the outreach to create new program opportunities with new and existing community partners. Please stop by our Extension office this week and welcome Laura to our community. In my community news, the Mound Ridge Farmers Saturday Market has started and is open from 8 till 11 a.m. at 406 West Cole Street in Mound Ridge. And now, on Tuesday nights, the market will be open from 5 till 7. Look for their market day information at Facebook, What's Happening in Mound Ridge, or on the Facebook Mound Ridge Farmers Market. If you haven't stopped by the Mound Ridge Market, plan to this coming Tuesday and Saturday. On our Extension calendar, the Teach and Taste class is set for Wednesday, June 11th, starting at 6:30, right here at the McPherson County Extension Office, 600 West Woodside, here in McPherson. Come learn about a new recipe to try out for your family, as this is a hands-on program where you get to make the recipe right along with the Extension specialists. Also, the McPherson County Farmers Market is now open each and every Saturday from 8 till noon. Come get your local produce, cut flowers, homemade jellies, baked goods, small crafts, anything homemade or homegrown. Plan to visit this year's Farmers Market in McPherson at the Round Top Building on the 4-H Fairgrounds, 710 West Woodside, here in McPherson. If you're needing information about the McPherson County Farmers Market, please contact us at the Extension office. Again, this is Shad Marston with K-State Research and Extension, and I can be reached at the Extension office at 620-241-1523 with any of your ag questions. I hope you all have a great beginning of summer.